Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it.
Well, this is not a normal podcast. Well, it is a normal podcast, but I'm off to do something very exciting today.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Just tell us. I'm so excited for you.
Well, I don't actually know if he's going to be there, but I've been invited to go on a Green Planet, which is obviously David Attenborough's new TV show, on a Green Planet AR experience, right? So EE have said, like, come along, we're going to put some mask on you. You're going to be walked through this kind of whole experience and see, you know, the planet in like virtual reality. And in my head, David Attenborough is going to be there. No confirmation of that. No one said that, but I'm just hoping and praying. So from here, I'm going to go there. Surely he'd be there.
Or maybe surely it'll just he's going to be there. Like, or maybe it's just going to be a virtual reality. Listen, either way, you're going to feel like you've met him. Whether you have or you haven't, you're going to come out of the experience feeling like you've met him.
You've met him. I've got to try and get him on the podcast. If he is there, you can expect David Attenborough on our podcast in the next couple of weeks, okay? How are you, George?
Yeah, I'm good. So this episode is actually going to go out the day after Valentine's Day. And it got me thinking because I want to say maybe 2 years ago, if you listen to the podcast, one of my New Year's resolutions was to make more of all the holidays. I don't know about you, but when you've been together for so long and you've got kids, Valentine's Day, like, we don't really do anything. And while I don't really agree with, you know, having to make huge gestures on Valentine's Day, I have been making more of an effort to make a little bit more of a big deal out of the holidays.
Yeah.
Just something cute, like sweet little heart-shaped sweets on the table in the afternoon, or like, you know, a little candle at dinner.
Is this
just
for
something
James?
Like that. Well, it's really for as a family, just to mark holidays, make more of a big deal out of holidays. Me and James, we probably won't have done anything on Valentine's Day because it's Monday and
you won't be pulling on your sexy underwear.
I'd be lying if I said I would be doing that, and I'm not gonna lie to you guys on this podcast. So, but I bet you do, don't you?
Well, it's such a hassle. And then I always end up laddering something. And then,
and it's,
you know,
going to come off anyway.
Something's hanging out a place it shouldn't be hanging out. I mean, listen, we're going to be away because we're going on holiday. So when this podcast goes out, we'll be away in the mountains skiing. Hopefully everything will go to plan. I'm feeling quite anxious that we're not going to get there because of all the hoops that you have to jump through. And France really don't want the Brits in at the minute. So I'm just like hoping and praying that we all pass our COVID tests and everything's going to be all right. So fingers crossed, I'll be in the mountains. And you know how I hate the cold. So the chances of me getting into anything skimpy and stripping off a dozer on Valentine's Day, slim to none.
Do they do crotchless salopettes is what I want to know.
Oh good god, the thought is horrifying.
I bet that's what you've got for Valentine's from Doz. At the moment, he's sitting cutting a hole in all your salopettes.
Oh my good lord, it would be freezing. Imagine that. Anyway, I'll let you know about the crotchless salopettes next time we chat. But we do need to get into today's conversation. And on a serious note, we wanted to, obviously, because Valentine's Day, you know, was yesterday, we really wanted to bring you an episode around single parenting and around, you know, being a solo parent and a co-parent, but a relationship that has broken down and how you cope and deal with that. Because there was a message that was sent to us, wasn't there, George, in a Q&A, and it's really, really stood out. And it simply said, I'm a single parent and I'm really lonely. Yeah. And I suddenly just thought, wow, we have no concept of how that loneliness feels.
Yeah, and we need to do something about this. And I guess it's not just Valentine's Day where seeing couples everywhere is going to be triggering. It's actually in the park, at the school gates. You know, I think when you're in that situation, you can feel like no one else is going through that. Mm-hmm. And you can feel very alone. And actually, you don't know if there's other people going through it because you just assume they're not. And that's why this chat was really important, a really important one for us to have, because we want to support all of our listeners and have conversations about all different types of parenting.
Yeah. And also, please don't switch off. If you are not a single parent, you may know somebody who's going through a breakup at the moment or has been a single parent for a while and can't find themselves again. So stick around for that, because it could help you give some really good advice to them. Georgia, who are we chatting to today?
Today, we are chatting to Zoe Desmond, who is the founder of Frolo, an app for single parents.
So, welcome to Tuesday's episode of the podcast. Yesterday was Valentine's Day, and it can be a bit of a triggering time for people if they're not in relationships, people that have been through breakups. And we thought, do you know what? We need to do an episode around solo parenting, around being a single parent. And we thought, who better than to discuss the whole process with us than the wonderful Zoe Desmond, CEO and founder of Frolo. Welcome to the podcast.
Yay! Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, we're over the moon. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. The usual, juggle of motherhood and work, which I'm sure you can both massively relate to, but all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. I think it's, I think as well, the post-Christmas slump sort of hits you and you just try and get through January. And then by February, you start finding your feet again a little bit. But the juggle is continuously real with, children, work. And then obviously, you're doing it on your own as well, Zoe. So I imagine it's twice as hard.
Yeah. It's great. Some weeks are harder than others. Some days are more challenging than others. But yeah, it's good. I mean, us mamas are resilient, aren't we?
Very.
We've got so much that we want to ask you, but I guess maybe a good starting point would be, you've created these two businesses. So can we take you back to why you decided to create them? And was it a result of your relationship falling apart? And how was that time for you?
Yeah, so it all stemmed from one of the hardest times of my life, really. And I was, my relationship with my son's dad fell apart when my son Billy had just turned one, and we went our separate ways. And it was a really tough time. I was dealing with sort of grieving the relationship, grieving the family unit that I'd always wanted to create for myself, also feeling guilty that the family unit that my son, as he would have knew it, was kind of falling apart. And then just also kind of suddenly faced with parenting a one-year-old on my own. And I just found myself sort of pushing the buggy around at the weekends and seeing other people having family time and feeling really triggered by that, and just really sort of lonely and isolated. And even though I've got, great family and great friends, I didn't know any other single parents at the time. So it almost felt like this sort of elephant in the room type thing. And I just didn't want to impose on anyone when they were having their family time or feel like a burden or anything like that. So it's this really strange, new sort of zone to be flung into. And it was a real struggle for all of those reasons. And so I started sort of wishing, knowing other people in the same situation that could relate to what I was going to. And then the thought of knowing other people that would be free for play dates and Sunday lunches and weekend adventures and people to, chat over a glass of wine about co-parenting dynamics and how to kind of navigate all of that stuff. It just gave me such a sense of sort of respite and hope. And then I thought, well, in this day and age, there's definitely something. There's going to be an app or there's going to be whatever for single parents that makes it easy to find like-minded single parents in my area. And I kind of searched and searched apps on the internet. I you know, found a couple of things that sort of fit a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but nothing that fit the bill of what I was looking for or really what I needed at the time.
Was that a staring at the phone and thinking, where is the app? Oh, hang on a minute. I think I can create that app.
Well, it was more kind of frustration and disappointment was the first thing. It was like, oh, if only this existed, it would like be the biggest game changer to my situation. And because I was in this really like kind of place of struggle at the time, I wasn't kind of in the zone of, oh, must create a business idea. Oh, that would be good. Yeah. Or this is what I need to do. I was like putting one foot in front of the other. But this kind of idea was just sort of swirling around my head of Frollo, of what the app would look like, of what I wished existed. So it was more like just what I wished existed. And that was kind of in my head every single day. And then it was only when I met another Irish mom in Fulham, where I live in London, that, you know, anytime we bump into each other, we stop and chat. And this time that we saw each other, we stopped and had a chat, and she had a lovely tan. And I said, oh, were you away? And she said, I was, but it was just me and my son, you know, her son was the same age as my son, Billy. And she said, I'm absolutely knackered after. I'm never going away without like a kids club or without like seeing ever again. You know, it was harder than being at home. And I said, oh, was your husband, you know, was he too busy with work to join you? And she said, no, we went our separate ways when my son was a few months old. So then I realized all this time that we'd stopped and spoken to each other, she's just around the corner from me. We get on really well. We're the same age. Our sons are the same age. We're both from Ireland. We're both like, she was spending all those weekends by herself and so was I. And that was the moment that I was like, okay, this means that we're everywhere, but we just don't know how to find each other. And then knowing,
wow, that's so interesting. It's like a chance meeting in the street, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting as well what you say about, you know, not wanting to be a burden on people at the weekends. And I think it's strange, isn't it? Because I'm not a single parent, but I'm often on my own on a Saturday with the kids. And it's exactly that. It's like, you don't want to impose on other people's family time. And I guess, like you say, you were both going through that together at the same time, but not talking about it, because you probably didn't want to ask her what she was doing on Saturday or Sunday, because you assumed that she was spending time with her family unit. And yeah, it's crazy that we still kind of have those things in our mind, like those boundaries. Completely. Like we can't step on people's toes at the weekend.
So true. And but also as well as that, I think there's this sort of shame and stigma that like this that automatically sort of came into play when I became a single parent. And even though in my mind I'd never looked negatively on single parents or thought, oh, they're a single parent, that means something bad in any way. Yeah. However, I just now looking back, I kind of see where that came from and why so many single parents experience the same, because of how society sort of positions single parents, you know, or, you know, it's all about nuclear families in sort of a lot of the TV shows that our kids watch, that, you know, the books that they read. It's getting a bit better now, but just the way society as a whole kind of says that, well, the right family is the nuclear family, and sort of anything outside of that is not quite right.
You're so right, Zoe, and I think so much work has to be done with what the right family looks like, as in, you know, the 2.4 children, you know, the semi-detached house, this is the box that you need to fit in, and if you don't fit into that box, then I'm sorry, there's no room for you. My mum said it when, I mean, it's slightly different, but when my dad died and suddenly she was a solo person and not in a couple, she was like, oh, well, I'm sure people will rally around me now and keep inviting me for dinner parties. And obviously the immediate aftermath after losing somebody, yes, people were there for her and the phone was ringing. And but actually when normal life resumed, they didn't necessarily want a single widower as at their table. Like, and she suddenly felt quite isolated and quite lonely.
Yeah. And how did your mom kind of navigate that, out of interest? Because a lot of people in that
situation.
She got
herself a new boyfriend.
Oh, good for her.
Oh, Carol, she didn't hang around too long. No, she fell in love. She fell in love again. It just happened for her. It was really lovely. And then the invite started coming. But we still discussed that period when, you know, she was excluded from things. And it is the same, you know, a death, a divorce, a separation. You are suddenly on your own. And how do you fit into society's box? And I think that's, you know, that's why what you've done is so amazing.
And Zoe, also just what you were saying when you said, you know, the family unit that I'd always wanted to create fell apart. And, you know, so much of, you know, of our society has really moved on. But for some reason, we still hold that, like, I want this family unit. When actually, I think, is it like 50% of marriages end in divorce?
One in four families are single parent families.
One in four. So actually, it's so common. And it's crazy that we put so much pressure on ourselves to make this family unit, when actually families coming all different, you know, all shapes and sizes, all different formats. And we've got a lot of work to do, progressive in lots of other areas, but maybe not this.
And it's funny, you know, a term that I think every single parent will agree they are so not comfortable with is the term broken home, because, you know, just because you're in a single parent situation, it doesn't mean like that the kid is being raised in a broken home, because sometimes the most healthy, loving thing to do for the child is actually to be apart, but to have two loving homes instead of one toxic environment. So again, like, you know, there's just this outdated sort of thing of stay together for the children and all of that, which is the most damaging thing if it's completely toxic and, you know, completely a toxic environment.
It's really interesting, actually. I mean, I obviously am in a situation with, you know, with my husband and his ex, and obviously we have Eileen, and, you know, they decided that their relationship couldn't continue any longer and they separated. They're very much, you know, two super hands-on parents, two loving homes, like everything that you said. But there is a different generation of people still saying, oh, poor Isla. I feel so sorry for Isla. And I say, no. Don't feel sorry for Isla. Isla has, you know, an amazing setup with, you know, step parent, two homes, two, you know, brother and sister from each side, you know, and there's this lovely family unit where we all work together as a team to make it happen. And I know that that's not everybody's setup, and I know that things can be tricky, but I think sometimes, like you said, Zoe, staying in a relationship that is broken and toxic, you know, that's sometimes worse for the children than going, it's time to call it a day now.
Exactly. So it's all about, you know, at the end of the day, children having happy, safe, loving environments, and whether that's in one home or two homes, you know, and how can we as a society support that in every way and support the parents who are doing it on their own, support, you know. So it's, yeah, I think we definitely need a bit of updating.
Zoe, how do you feel about being a solo parent?
So I would call myself...
what would you call yourself?
I guess I'm, you know, people sort of sometimes get into debate about the different labels and all of that. But I co-parent with my son's dad. So how do I feel about it? I feel at the time, you know, back almost... you know, 4.5 years ago when I became a single parent again, like I just felt like so much shame and, oh my God, a failure and guilty for my son. And now that has been completely flipped on its head because of Frollo, really, and because of like the amazing sort of, community that there's so much support and so much connection with other people in the same situation. My son, Billy, and I, our weekends are completely filled with, with Frollo time. Actually, later today after school, we're having a Valentine's party with our Frollo friends. So there's some of Billy's little Frollo kids and my Frollo friends coming over. We're making the kiddie Valentine's cards and all of that. And it's so lovely. It's like this extended sort of family. So now I feel so unbelievably proud. That shame, that feeling of failure and guilt has been completely flipped on its head, and I feel so proud.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we?
And so just tell us a little bit about, you know, when you did start Frollo, your first app. And there's something else launching in a couple of weeks' time, which we can go on to talk about.
And also, you need to tell us about Frollo. Like, what exactly is it? What are the mechanics of it? Tell us everything.
So Frollo, how it started was this thing that I had in my head, obviously. And that that turned into Frollo Community. So Frollo is from the words friends and solo. And how the Frollo Community app works is that there's four different sections. There is the discovery section where you can discover like-minded single parents in your area. So you can, you know, filter by moms or dads, kids' ages, location, proximity. And then there's the feed, which is where the wider community can, you know, look for advice or guidance or share something lovely that happened for them or their kid that day. And it's a really lovely place where the whole community kind of rallies each other. And then there's the chat section where you can privately message your connected Frollos, or there's group chats. So there's anything from location-based group chats to, Frollo dads chat to co-parenting support, like any chat you could imagine is on there, and they're super active. And then there is the meetup section where Frollos can find or create in real life or virtual meetups. And again, anything from, you know, Frollo book club to, quiz nights to, there's a Friday night drinks thing that happens virtually every night that goes on very, very late a lot of the time. So, lots of, it's very busy, very active, and there's really incredible, connections. And we've got over 30,000 users now across the UK and Ireland.
Wow.
And the
wow.
thing that people say most about Frollo, the thing that we hear all the time, is that Frollo is just an absolute lifeline when people need it most. And then the lovely thing that happens is it's like this cycle thing that happens when you come on Frollo. It's like you need it. You're just looking for that, like everything's going to be okay, that connection, that support, that like pulling through a tough time. And then you're like, wow, like I'm okay, this is amazing. And then you're the person who's kind of there helping the new people coming in. So that's really what it's really amazing. That's how it happens. So it's this community that is so much is just full of support, empathy, kindness. It's really quite unique.
And so you mentioned there's like a chat function, and I guess you know, if you haven't got any friends who are going through the, you know, the same thing as you at the same time, looking for advice on where to start with co-parenting and all of that kind of stuff, do people go on there and discuss that? And is there anything, you know, any tips that you've taken away from, you know, from people on there?
Yeah. So, completely. Every day is an absolute learning. And I think even as a single parent, even though I've been in this situation now for, as I say, about 4.5 years, like, stuff comes up, you know, and it's not a kind of linear path. You know, people get in new relationships, or something happens with your kid, or you might have an up and down time with the co-parent or whatever. So there's always different things that pop up to navigate. So it's always really helpful to have other people who might have been in the situation that you're in and can kind of shed some guidance and wisdom, hopefully. But yeah, and it's great with the app. So you can say, for instance, if somebody comes on and is a widow and they have two young kids and they're like, right, this massive community, where do I start? They can search for widows. So you can search by parenting type as well. So you can search for other widows in your area with kids the same age. There's a widows chat group. There's, you know, so you can really kind of hone in on the aspects of your single parenting experience that are relevant to you.
And then in terms of kind of, I guess, you know, your sort of involvement in it, and you're obviously an active user on there, I guess. And have you made some sort of solid friendships for life as a result of this? Like, do people come there for that?
Yeah, people really make some, like, people make amazing friendships. Like, it's really, it kind of, yeah, brings me to tears sometimes thinking about the impact that Frollo has had in that way. I think because of the nature of why people go to Frollo and, you know, connecting with other people in the same situation, it's not sort of a, you know, chit chat, you know, oh, nice weather today. It's really people connecting on a deeper level about, you know, single parenting. And I think knowing the struggle that comes with single parenting and the good things, you know, there's an immediate connection there. So yeah, I have made absolute friends for life that I will have forever, that Billy will have in his life forever. And, you know, it's really amazing. And other people are the same. And there's people on the app. Obviously, lots of people have met up in real life, but there are people at other ends of the country who, you know, have just met each other through the app and do meet each other virtually all the time, that are planning to meet up. So it's really lovely. There's this wider community of friendships that happen too.
And this kind of leads us on nicely, because where is Frollo heading? In which direction?
Well, now that we have our Frollo friends, the natural next step is Frollo dating. So
yay! I love a good romance. Come on.
Yeah. So, well, you're on Frollo community, there's a rule that you can't use it to date. And the reason being is that people come there for, you know, all the reasons that I kind of mentioned. And it's sort of, you know, it's a different experience if you're on there and you're just looking for that support and connection and someone's hitting you up in your DMs going, you know.
Were there any rule breakers? Because I feel like there probably were.
Of course.
Yeah, no, there's definitely been some rule breakers. But actually, you know, there's a great sort of reporting system in place. So the community is almost self-policing in a way, and the community really wants to protect which is great. But yeah, there are a couple of organic love stories, or a few organic Frollo love stories that have happened, and engagements, and you know, really, really lovely. And then feedback came back really strongly from the community saying, okay, please, can you do a Frollo dating offering? And, you know, there's such a need for it. So, it's been a long time in the mix, but it's launching very, very soon.
Can you tell us any sort of app functionality and how it's going to work and the mechanics of it and bits and pieces? Is it like a put your photo up and a bit of a sort of Tinder, Bumble type thing?
Yeah, basically, what we are hoping it will be is a breath of fresh air for single parents dating. So as a single parent, when you go onto a dating app, you know, you're faced with this conundrum of, okay, do I put that I have a kid up there? Do I not put that I have a kid up there? Is that going to go against me? Is that dangerous? Then if I don't put it up and I'm chatting to someone, how do I drop that into conversation? Am I going to get ghosted? And you see, you know, terms like baggage used a lot on dating apps. Yeah. So as a single parent, you're kind of on the back foot going, oh my God, is something wrong with me? Is anyone going to accept me? But at the same time, the irony is that as a single parent, your standards are probably higher than they've ever been before in your life, because now there's your kid involved and you're not going to settle for, you know, you're not going to settle for less. So, how Frollo dating works is, you know, obviously you have your profile. It's not a swipey type thing. It's a more kind of thoughtful dating experience. So on the profile, there's a few photos. There's you get to choose a couple of icebreaker questions that just give sort of a hint into your personality. And then it shows what relationship values are important
right
to you on your profile as well, and if you're open to having more kids, what age your kids are, what's your parenting situation. So from someone's profile, you should get a pretty good idea of not only if you kind of fancy them physically, but are you actually compatible in terms of what you're looking for in a relationship and your life and your life.
This sounds great.
Yeah, it does. So I'd love to get your dating experience as a single parent. When did you feel, you know, obviously it was a really hard time, but when did you feel ready to date again?
Because Frollo basically, like, it, you know, when I decided to set up Frollo, obviously that sort of took over my life and all of my free time. So I haven't been amazing on the dating front. I have, you know, in terms of, I have, you know, friends who are like amazing at just like tick, 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 I'm doing this date on Wednesday and then I'm doing this on Friday and then I've got coffee with someone on Saturday and I'm like, how does someone fit that all in? But I've kind of dipped my toe in the dating apps, had the experience that I've just spoken about, which is like, oh, I don't know. And I've dated a couple of guys since I've become a single parent. Holding out for Frollo dating and hoping
it's gonna
that
happen.
My love story comes from there.
It's going to happen, Zoe. I remember the moment that I met Dozza in the Playboy Club, lol. And he sort of like got me from across the room, was like, it was like that moment where our eyes met and I thought, oh, who's that thick? Like I was just purely based on looks. I thought, oh, he's really fit. And then when he skulked over to say hello, one of his very first things that he said to me was, you know, I've my daughter Isla, I've got a kid. And I remember thinking at the time, and I'll be completely honest here, because I was only kind of 30 at the time, 31 at the time. And I thought, oh, he's got a kid. Well, I'm not interested then, because when I have a child with somebody, I want it to be. And I feel quite ashamed that I thought that in my head, but I did. I thought when I have a baby with somebody, I want it to be their first experience like mine, and all that language baggage, all that kind of stuff. I was like, oh, I can't deal with that. There's going to be an ex there. There's going to be this. And I remember, obviously, I also had a boyfriend who was there that night. That was probably the main thing I should say. But I also was like, you know, I'll be honest here. But I also was thinking, oh, if anything happened between us, then it probably wouldn't last, you know, type thing. And actually, it was the best thing about him was the fact that he had Isla, because he knew how to love on that level. Yeah. And this whole baggage, you know, it doesn't fit in with what I thought was going to be the way, you know, all this sort of stuff.
This
actually
is the thing,
somebody
isn't it?
Meet somebody that has a child, if you're a single person who doesn't have a child, if you meet somebody who has a child, it can be the most incredible experience for you as a person, but also you're like the love, because they know how to love unconditionally.
That's
it's so magic
as well. They probably don't have time to play games because their time will be so precious. They'll have a whole newfound respect for other people in general, because when you know you not you own a person, but you know, like when you're raising a human, yeah, you kind of start to treat people how you'd want them to be treated.
Totally.
Yeah, exactly.
And actually we shouldn't look at it as, you know, a negative thing, because the growth that happens to a person when they become 100%. A parent is yeah. incredible. And so you're almost getting this like really well-rounded, loving, caring person that they may not have been before they had a child.
Yeah, I completely, yeah. completely agree. And actually worth kind of mentioning from my own dating experience since I've become a single parent, there's a really, even, you know, obviously you go on dates with people and sometimes you're just like, oh, just, you know, there's not that click or chemistry or connection or whatever. But when it's a single parent, there's always something to connect about because you're both parents. So that's like something really significant that you have in common. You're both parents, you're both single parents. So yeah, thanks Zoe for sharing that. I think it's such a good point.
Yeah. And also I think we should say on this, for this podcast, that, you know, this is not just a podcast for somebody who's been through a separation, a divorce. This is, if you're listening to this and you know your best mate's been through it, or your sisters yeah. or your brother's been through it, and you know this is for you, because we need to be able to help. A lot of the time the confidence has gone, they're not sure if they want to get out and date again, they don't know where to turn, where to look.
Yeah.
And so we really wanted to open this up to everybody who knows somebody that's going through something like this, to be like, you know what, love can come again.
And to remind them how much they've grown as a person. You know, they might be not confident in their body or whatever, but the growth that's happened since they become a parent, and what an amazing, if they want to go into a relationship, person they are now, that they absolutely can do it and find someone if they want to.
Exactly. And well, I think that's the great thing about Frollo, is that if I may say so myself, no, but as in the, you know, if you're not ready for Frollo dating, but you just need that community connection support, you know, the community is there. Or you might, you might not need that. You might be way further down the line. You might have all your friends, but you might love the idea of dating another single parent. So depending on where you are on that journey, you know, hopefully there's, yeah, hopefully one of those things will support you with wherever you're trying to get to.
Love that, Zoe. And listen, before we say goodbye, we would love to hear your products. So the five products that you absolutely swear by, please.
Okay. Well, the five kind of parenting things I swear by at the moment are, there's this, it's not really a product, but it's a sleep meditation that I put on for my son every single night on Spotify. It's called, it's from the New Horizons Holistic Center. And it's really lovely. They've got the loveliest sleep meditation. And they're four kids, but honestly, like, I lie there with my son and I feel like I'm just, yeah, I feel like I've done something good for myself. So swear by that. And my son loves them. It completely chills him out. Then the other one is always have snacks. I just find I just always need to have good snacks or all hell can break loose.
What are your favourites?
Well, there's a great snack, actually. A single parent, Mariana, who I met through Frollo, has a company called Hullabaloo. I don't know if you've heard about them. Really yeah. amazing yeah. snack. They are so tasty. So the only problem is me scoffing them all before my son gets
it. Yeah, I was going to say, who are the snacks for, Zoe?
Yeah.
Who are
they for? Yeah, exactly. Both of us, sharing is caring. And then the other sleep thing, sorry, a lot of things generate around making bedtimes easier, but there's this really cool skylight that a friend got a couple of years ago for Billy, and it's just one of those things that sort of projects stars up into his ceiling, which is lovely. So that's called a skylight. Bubble babysitting app, so that you can get out there.
Yeah, love it.
We should have shares in Bubble, the amount we talk about it on this podcast.
We should, actually the amount I spend on there as well. Jesus.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. And that's, you know, part of that self-care as a single parent.
Exactly. And I'm sure you're going to have a great piece of advice, but what is the best piece of advice you have been given or would like to give another single parent?
Another single parent, the best piece of advice I could give is, you know, just like you're bloody amazing because you're a single parent and you're doing it. And just like, be kind to yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. You're a legend.
You've got this.
Zoe, you've got this. And of course, you forgot to put Frollo dating in your five favorite products, but we'll add Frollo. And thank you so much. We think you're absolutely amazing what you're doing for the single parent community. It's really exciting. So yes, thank call to action. If you know anybody who's going through it, anybody that needs to be on this app, they can download it now.
They can download it now. Just go to Frollo.com and it's in the iOS and Google Play Store, App Store and Google Play Store as well.
Amazing.
Zoe, thank you so much for coming on.
I know I said it to Zoe, but what an incredible platform she's created. Mm. You know, we've heard from the founder of Pina and various other apps for parents, but this feels like a really special one. Bringing together people who are going through the similar things, maybe not at the same time. Like she said, some people are 5 years into their journey, 6 years, and then they're there to help other people. And it's just, do you know what? It's brilliant just for people to know that there is something there if you are going through it. And there are so many other people. She said 30,000 people using the app at the moment. That's huge. When you think of 30,000 people, that's like a full stadium of people who are there wanting to have a chat, wanting to make friends, wanting to have discussions about things.
Amazing. And like you said, special and really important. And I love how Frollo's developed into Frollo dating as well, because, you know, there's obviously the stages of grief when you go through a breakdown and you become a solo parent, single parent. And then once you feel like you've got your mojo back a bit and you're ready to date, where do you go?
Exactly.
Well, you know where to go now. So yeah, it's really exciting. So yeah, let us know as well if you've signed up for the app, if you're kind of going through it and how it's going for you, because I'd love to speak to somebody who is dating someone on the app. I think that could be quite interesting. Thank you so much for listening always, and thank you so much for kind of being part of this journey. We would love you to give us a little rate, review, subscribe, and if you can follow the podcast as well, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, please keep the reviews coming. They really help other people find the podcast, and you know, we want this podcast to be listened to by as many people as possible. And of course, our DMs are always open. You can drop us a message, any suggestions, how, where you're listening to the podcast, tag us in your pictures. We're on at Made by Mamas on Instagram, and we'll be back on Friday.
Made by Mamas is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the wonderful Charlotte Mason.
Insanity Group.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.